Today is Friday, March 14th, 2025, and you are listening to the World Socialist website. The following is a statement by David North, International Editorial Board Chairman of the World Socialist website, entitled Help the WSWS Mobilize Opposition to Trump's Dictatorship.
Since his return to the White House 7 weeks ago, Donald Trump and his administration of billionaires have been working nonstop to eradicate democratic rights and transform the United States into a police state. The open repudiation of rights guaranteed under the Constitution, including freedom of speech, protection against illegal searches and seizure, the inviolability of birthright citizenship, and even the right to habeas corpus, that is, security against arbitrary and illegal detention by the state, is not only threatened, it is actually taking place. Trump is carrying out his pledge to rule as a dictator on day one. All existing constitutional safeguards against dictatorship are being ignored. Under the cover of illegal executive orders, Trump is effectively ruling by decree. On his orders, Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil, who holds a green card, has been seized and disappeared because he publicly engaged in a legal protest against the Gaza genocide. Following the arrest, Trump boasted that Khalil is only the first of many victims. No one is safe. The violation of democratic rights is part of a broader assault on the jobs, living standards, and social rights of the working class. Trump and Musk are firing hundreds of thousands of federal workers and systematically dismantling the social programs of the New Deal and Great Society. They are targeting essential social programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and are moving to obliterate public education. The third component of Trump's dictatorship, inseparably linked to the repudiation of the Constitution and the impoverishment of the working class, is the preparation for war. Trump makes no secret of his ruthless imperialist agenda. He has proclaimed his intention to grab the Panama Canal and seize Greenland. Trump's plans to annex Canada are modeled on Hitler's 1938 incorporation of Austria and Czechoslovakia into Nazi Germany. Moreover, Trump's imposition of massive tariffs against multiple countries is a form of economic warfare that will escalate inevitably into military conflict. But the policies of Trump are not a short-term aberration which will be followed by a return to normality. In fact, fascism is emerging as the new normal, growing like a malignant and metastasizing tumor out of the crisis of American and world capitalism. The turn to fascism, dictatorship in its most brutal form, is the inevitable political outcome of the concentration of staggering levels of wealth in an oligarchy that consists of a few hundred mega-millionaires and billions. Trump and Musk are themselves only the grotesque personifications of the truly criminal ruling oligarchy. Though most developed in the United States, the breakdown of democracy beneath the weight of oligarchic rule that enforces massive social inequality is a universal tendency of global capitalism. It is necessary to dispense with illusions and confront reality. One must recognize certain basic truths about the present political situation. First, fascism is not only a threat. The creation of a fascist dictatorship is the present-day working agenda of the Trump administration. Second, it is futile and self-deluded to expect the organization of opposition from the cynical, cowardly, and truly miserable Democratic Party. Far from opposing Trump, it is collaborating with him. Whatever its verbal declarations of opposition, the Democratic Party, which is funded by and subservient to the same oligarchs and devoted to the defense of capitalism, shares large portions of Trump's agenda. Third, the real and powerful resistance to Trump will come from the working class. The hundreds of millions of working people will not quietly and passively submit to Trump's imposition of a police state. The great democratic traditions embedded in the history of the United States still live in the consciousness of the working class. Jefferson's defense of the right to revolt against oppression and Lincoln's affirmation of government of, for, and by the people have not been forgotten. These democratic principles must be revived and brought up to date with the socialist perspective. The fight against Trump and the capitalist oligarchy can only be waged successfully as a fight for socialism. Moreover, this fight must be waged consciously as an international struggle, uniting the working class on a global scale. In this struggle, the World Socialist website, the voice of the Socialist Equality Party in the United States, and the International Committee of the Fourth International is an essential weapon. It is the political spearhead of the emerging mass movement of the working class, youth, and all those who are truly committed to an uncompromising defense of democratic rights. Your financial support is vital to ensure that the WSWS can continue its uncompromising reporting, its in-depth analysis, and its fight for the broadest possible mobilization of opposition to Trump. Make the largest possible contribution today. Support the WSWS and join the fight for socialism.
Nearly 100 arrested inside Trump Tower as protests spread against detention of Mahmoud Khalil by Patrick Martin. You can attend the IYSSE's public meetings this week, Free Mahmoud Khalil, Friday, March 14th at 6:30 at the Center, 208 West 13th Street, Room 310 in New York City, and online Saturday with the Educators Rank and File Committee. Go to wsws.org to register for the online meeting. Nearly 100 demonstrators from the anti-Zionist group Jewish Voice for Peace were arrested Thursday after they filled the lobby of Trump Tower in New York City, demanding the release of Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil. The former Columbia graduate student was detained outside his Manhattan home by agents of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the previous Saturday night. Also on Thursday, Columbia University, which has close ties to the Democratic Party, suspended, expelled, or revoked degrees from 22 students involved in protests against the Gaza genocide last year. The extraordinary action came the same day as a letter from the White House demanded disciplinary action as a quote-unquote precondition for negotiations over, quote, Columbia University's continued financial relationship with the United States government, end quote. There are also reports that ICE agents have visited other residences in the Columbia University area looking for additional targets for detention. The detention of Khalil has provoked increasing outrage in New York City, across America, and around the world. More than 3 million people have signed an online petition demanding Khalil's release, and an online fundraising effort for his legal defense surpassed its goal of $250,000 by Wednesday and is now close to doubling the target. Khalil was taken from the arms of his wife, who is 8 months pregnant, and flown 1,300 miles to a privately run prison facility in Louisiana. For nearly half a day, neither his wife nor his attorneys knew where he was. Khalil had been effectively disappeared by the Trump administration's immigration Gestapo. ICE refused to allow Khalil's lawyers to have proper contact with him until ordered to do so by a federal judge Wednesday. Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who was unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate earlier this year, have made it clear that Khalil has not been arrested for committing a crime, but for voicing opinions that put him at odds with U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Trump has given the Netanyahu government a green light to, quote-unquote, clean out the Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip and resettle it. In the Trump Tower protest, about 300 demonstrators from Jewish Voice for Peace began to fill up the lobby of the building at lunchtime. Then they removed their overcoats to show red t-shirts with anti-Zionist and anti-genocide slogans, including, Jews say stop arming Israel. Jews say free Mahmoud and free Palestine, not in our name, and fight Nazis, not students. Trump Tower security called the New York Police Department, and Chief John Chell personally supervised the deployment of dozens of cops, while orders to cease the protest and disperse were broadcast over the building's loudspeakers. Nearly half the demonstrators decided to stay in defiance of the order and be arrested in order to make a public show of support for Mahmoud Khalil. They were arrested, zip-tied, and loaded into police vans and a city bus to take them away for booking on misdemeanor charges. A statement from Jewish Voice for Peace said the protesters included rabbis, descendants of Holocaust survivors, as well as some public officials and celebrities. Speaking to the press, Jane Hirschman, granddaughter and niece of Holocaust victims, said, quote, the abduction of Mahmoud Khalil by the Trump regime is further proof that we are on the brink of a full takeover by an authoritarian regime. As Jews of conscience, we know our history and we know where this leads. This is what fascists do as they cement control, end quote. Actress Deborah Winger was one of those arrested. She told the Associated Press, quote, I'm just standing up for my rights, and I'm standing up for Mahmoud Khalil, who has been abducted illegally and taken to an undisclosed location. Does that sound like America to you? End quote. Columbia University professor James Shamus, who's Jewish, told the New York Times that the claim that the campus was, quote, somehow a hotbed of anti-Semitic intolerance, end quote, was ridiculous. He said, quote, we all know that if anything, Columbia is a hotbed of students raising their voice and conscience and in protest against the inhumane policies that this regime is imposing, end quote. The Trump Tower protest comes one day after more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered in Foley Square to show their support for Khalil during a federal court hearing on his lawyer's motion for a writ of habeas corpus, the most basic constitutional right that an individual can assert against the state. Federal District Judge Jesse Furman delayed arguments on the writ until after Khalil's lawyers could consult with their client directly, a process which began Wednesday night. The lawyers on both sides must file further papers with the court on Friday outlining how they propose to proceed with the case. The Trump administration conceded in court that Khalil could not be deported until after the federal case is decided, but sought to have the case removed from New York to New Jersey or Louisiana, expecting, particularly in the latter location, to have a more right-wing district judge and court of appeals. Khalil's attorney, Amy Greer, appeared Wednesday night on NBC's Top Story with Tom Yamas and said the Trump administration was violating the Constitution. She said, quote, this is not what we're used to in this country, and it is directly counter to our Constitution that people should just be taken, not heard from again, moved halfway across the country, without anybody knowing why or where or how or what the justification is, end quote. Yamas compared this to the disappearing of anti-government protesters in Argentina and other Latin American dictatorships in the 1970s, when the victims were tortured and in many cases taken up in helicopters and thrown into the sea. The seizure of Khalil marks a major escalation in the Trump administration's drive to establish a presidential dictatorship. The attack on Khalil is part of a broader crackdown on opposition, with universities being transformed into police zones, where students who speak out against genocide face state repression. These methods, disappearances, mass arrests, rule by decree, have historically been used by fascist regimes to crush political dissent and prepare for even greater crimes. The Democratic Party stands with the Trump administration on this issue, as on every other question where the vital interests of American imperialism are concerned. There have been a few verbal and written protests, but merely for the record. Behind the scenes, and in many cases quite openly, leading Democrats support the arrest and deportation of Mahmoud Khalil and the repression of anyone who opposes the U.S.-Israeli genocide in Gaza, which was funded and equipped by the Democratic Biden administration for more than a year. The working class must intervene. The outrage over Khalil's arrest must be transformed into mass protests and strikes against Trump's dictatorship. Students cannot fight alone. This struggle must be taken into the workplaces, linking the fight for democratic rights to the fight against social inequality, war, and the capitalist system itself. A distribution of World Socialist website statements at the Dana Auto Parts plant in the Detroit suburb of Warren Thursday was met with a powerful response from workers. Khalil is a former member of the United Auto Workers as a university graduate student. One veteran worker said, quote, hopefully we can get Mr. Khalil back. The Republicans and the right-wingers are bad people, and the Democrats are just weenies in taking it, end quote. Another younger Dana worker added, quote, free Mahmoud. Every UAW member should go on strike to protest this. This is just downright cruel, end quote. You can read these articles and more at wsws.org. The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.